If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
From 30 Rockefeller Plaza in New York City, please enjoy this edition of A Closer Look from Late Night with Seth Meyers, airing weeknights at 12:35, 11:35 Central on NBC, right after The Tonight Show.
So on Thursday, we did a piece, and in the piece, I made fun of Donald Trump for his pronunciation of the word euphemism. Take a look.
And then they played my statement, and I said, Carrier will never leave. But that was a euphemism.
A euphemism? I'm not sure that's how you pronounce that. That's right, because if you say a word wrong, I am going to come down on you. I am sitting up on high, and I am watching, and I am listening. But what really undercut me was the very next word I said I mispronounced. And that word was also a euphemism? I'm not sure that's how you pronounce that. Also, what you said was not a euphemism. Also, I take a guy down for getting euphemism wrong, and then I miss the 2-inch putt that is also. I'm such a dickhead. Let me clean my monocle. I believe the pronunciation is euphemism. Also. But of course, Donald Trump doesn't just mispronounce words. According to a new report, the CIA has concluded that the Russian government intervened in the 2016 election not just to undermine confidence in the result, but specifically to help Donald Trump win. For more on this, it's time for A Closer Look. If you're a president-elect who has faced persistent questions throughout your campaign about your close ties to a foreign adversary, one easy way to show some patriotism would be to attend the annual Army-Navy game, which is what Trump did on Saturday. But in an interview during the game, he could not suppress his inner Twitter troll, offering this snarky comment.
I just love the armed forces, love the folks. The spirit is so incredible. I mean, I don't know if it's necessarily the best football, but it's very good.
What is wrong with you? You're the president-elect and you're dissing the Army-Navy game? I guess he thought it was going to be the actual Army against the actual Navy. This is so boring. No weapons, hardly any casualties. Not a single sunk battleship. Of course, in any normal weekend, that comment might have caused a dust-up, but it was overshadowed just slightly by the small matter of the CIA accusing a foreign adversary of interfering in a presidential election to help one candidate win.
Breaking news tonight. The Washington Post is now reporting that a secret CIA report concluded, quote, that Russia intervened in the 2016 election to help Donald Trump win the presidency.
The CIA believes the Russian government tried to help elect Donald Trump, releasing hacked Democratic campaign emails.
A top intelligence official tells ABC that both Democrats and Republicans were targeted, but that only material hacked from the DNC was made public.
So they only released the Democrats' emails, not the Republicans. Although, to be fair, what could possibly be in the Republican emails that was more embarrassing than what their candidate was saying out loud in public? Donald Trump is a hacked email come to life. Did you hear? Donald Trump made fun of the disabled. In a private email? No, into a microphone in an arena. Now, the Republican National Committee claims it was not hacked, so there is some dispute about that. Still, you might expect an incoming president to take seriously the findings of the intelligence agencies that he'll need to rely on as president. Instead, Trump's team slammed the CIA in a statement that I think it's fair to assume came directly from him. Quote, "These are the same people that said Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. The election ended a long time ago in one of the biggest electoral college victories in history. It's now time to move on and make America great again." First of all, it was not one of the biggest electoral college victories in history. It actually ranks 46th out of 58 presidential elections. To put that in Sunday cable TV rating terms, Trump's not the Walking Dead, he's the Barefoot Contessa. Second, what do you mean the election ended a long time ago? You mean 5 weeks ago? Put it this way, the Cubs World Series win was recent. Their previous World Series win was a long time ago. Of course, this is not the first time Trump has openly rejected the findings of the intelligence community. Both during and after the campaign, he has repeatedly sought to downplay the possible role of Russia in the hacks, suggesting alternate theories for who might have been behind them.
I mean, it could be Russia, but it could also be China. It could also be lots of other people. It also could be somebody sitting on their bed that weighs 400 pounds, okay?
On Tuesday, he told Time magazine that, quote, "I don't believe they interfered. It could be Russian, it could be China, and it could be some guy in his home in New Jersey."
A 400-pound guy at his home in New Jersey? Is he actively trying to frame Chris Christie?
It was a big guy from New Jersey. May or may not be standing right behind me.
Now, it's always important to take anonymous claims from intelligence officials with a giant grain of salt. That's why we need a full investigation and all the evidence to be made public. But even before that happens, Trump has repeatedly rejected the intelligence community's findings, despite being told in his own intelligence briefings that Russia very likely committed the DNC hack. And not only has Trump refused to believe the information presented to him in his briefings, he's not even taking those briefings that often. CNN reported that Trump is taking intelligence briefings only once a week. Trump defended himself in an interview on Fox News Sunday.
"You are getting the presidential daily brief only once a week."
"Well, I get it when I need it."
"But is there skepticism?"
"First of all, these are very good people that are giving me the briefings. And I say, if something should change from this point, immediately call me. I'm available on 1 minute's notice. I don't have to be told, you know, I'm like a smart person."
Here's the thing about smart people. They don't go around telling people they're smart. For instance, you've never heard this.
"I'm like a smart person."
Also, "I'm like a smart person" is a sentence that disproves itself. It's like getting a back tattoo that says, "I make good decisions." Still, to be fair to Trump, the president-elect does have a busy schedule, and I'm sure he's spending his time on things that are way more important than daily intelligence briefings.
"Who wants a hat?"
So he's not taking intelligence briefings, but he is giving away free hats. Hey, man, you're the president-elect, not the Phoenix Suns gorilla. Again, skepticism of anonymous claims from intelligence officials can be healthy, which is why we need a full investigation and the results need to be made public. Because right now, Trump, his spokespeople, and the media can't even agree on basic facts, which at the very least has given us some fantastic new entries on the hit album. Now, that's what I call white guys screaming at each other on the news.
"We've been working with the FBI. Why? We've had intelligence
experts
here." "Let me ask
you.
Here.
Wait,
hang
on. No,
hang
Reince,
on, Chuck.
Do you rule categorically
all, number
all
one,
that out?"
"Cover that.
My question's not about the RNC.
Specific,
do you not
trying to parse it. I don't know who did the hacking, Chuck."
President-elect Trump is saying, "Move on, folks. There's nothing to see here." But I need to ask you an additional question.
No, but...
Speak to the point that I'm...
On.
Wait,
that's,
wait,
that's
I want you to address
Trump,
this.
Michael, I don't think any foreign entity, any individual, any
well,
entity...
Well, why don't you say
be,
that? And why didn't Trump say
I'm
that?
I'm saying
in statement
it, Michael.
Last
I just
night.
Said
that's what
it.
I have. I'm just an American who's trying to discern all that I'm
no,
reporting on
then answer
and reading,
the question,
and I,
Michael.
Answer the question, Michael. No, you answer the question. What was the question? I don't remember. what the question was. Of course, Trump could easily reassure critics who say he's too close to Russia by denouncing Russian influence in the election. But as he has repeatedly made clear, he has a bizarre affection for Vladimir Putin. And his apparent choice for Secretary of State isn't helping. Over the weekend, it was reported that Trump had settled on ExxonMobil CEO Rex Tillerson. Of course, with a name like Rex Tillerson, you can only be one of two things, CEO of a multinational oil conglomerate or a Jack Russell Terrier who solves crimes. What's that, Rex? There was a lunar eclipse that night. The mayor's lying. Trump tweeted about the possible nomination on Sunday, quote, "Whether I choose him or not for state, Rex Tillerson, the chairman and CEO of ExxonMobil, is a world-class player and dealmaker. Stay tuned." Stop telling us to stay tuned. You're president-elect for the next 4 years. Like it or not, we're all tuned. You're going to be... You're going to be the first president who has commercial breaks in his State of the Union. And we'll have more on the heightening tensions with China right after this message from our sponsor, Ivanka Trump Hotels. I have no connection to them. Now, Tillerson's nomination would be problematic for a number of reasons, among them the fact that our foreign policy could be, in effect, run by ExxonMobil, a company that has been accused of covering up evidence of climate change. But on top of that, Tillerson has close ties to Putin, who gave Tillerson the Russian Order of Friendship Medal in 2013. Even Republicans have expressed concern about Tillerson's ties to Russia, like Senator Lindsey Graham, who promised to question Tillerson at his confirmation hearing.
Senator Lindsey Graham told the Washington Post, "I don't know the man much at all, but let's put it this way. If you received an award from the Kremlin, Order of Friendship, then we're going to have some talking."
That's right, Sassafras. You better park your biscuits in that chair, because we're going to have some Southern fried talking. We're about to enter a potentially dangerous period. A president with a weird affinity for authoritarians and dictators appointing plutocrats to his cabinet and fighting with America's own intelligence agencies. I don't see how Trump could get away with all this unless he finds a way to distract us all for the next 4 years.
Who wants a hat?
This has been A Closer Look.
Want more Late Night with Seth Meyers? Be sure to follow the handle at Late Night Seth on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, and Tumblr. You can also watch full episodes of Late Night with Seth Meyers at LateNightSeth.com or on the NBC app. Thanks for listening.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.